Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We take it till 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines this hour, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport in Sorrento. And tell you right, remember, when it comes to Kia, great deals are at Doral Kia. Marlins handled the Cincinnati Reds yesterday, 5-1. Augustin Ramirez, 14th home run of the season. They'll continue that series tonight. Yuri Perez on the hill for the fish. So we got that going for you. Also, the Heat, they are in summer league action tonight against the Golden State Warriors at 7 o'clock. Paolo Banchero, he has signed a five-year extension that could be worth up to $287 million. I believe the base is $239. It's good living.
Anybody a little worried about the Magic? Or is it just me?
No, they've been building. They've been building for the last couple years, steadily adding pieces,
whether it be through the draft or free agency, and quietly have been doing something. And the East is as weak as it's ever been. Halliburton down, Celtics taking a step back, which is good for the Heat. But I'm looking at the Magic like I'm watching you guys. I'm watching you.
It's a matter on, and I think for them, you know, they do have a bunch of young guys. They do have some young guys that have been banged up too. So, like,
yeah.
When Jalen Suggs, I mean, if he's healthy, really good. I mean, that's, you know, probably the heartbeat of their team and what he can do with, you know, obviously adding Desmond Bane with his shooting ability. Yeah, they definitely got some potential to go. They go big.
Right? Franz.
Kind of have a little bit of, like, you know, the Heat look. I mean, if the Heat don't end up keeping Andrew Wiggins, I kind of want to see what it would look like if they put Nico in the starting lineup with all three bigs, with Tyler and Davion, and then, of course, Norm coming off the bench. If they keep Wiggins, it's not, you know, it's going to probably be Norman and Nico, you know, together. That's probably what you're going to get a lot of. And obviously things get staggered. Everybody will get minutes with each other and whatnot, but just kind of thinking that out of the box. But no, they're a good team, dude. They're solid. They're rock solid. I think that it's just a matter of is that squad going to take the next leap, and did they get enough shooting? Because holy crap, they were bad at that last year. They were, you know, as bad as the Heat's offense is, you know, they make the Magic make everybody look like Showtime Lakers. But they're a tough squad to score on. Like,
but keep in mind that was also Houston's problem.
Yep,
and they were the 2 seed, so. I mean, you can win with defense, but you have to be, like, unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was that, and it caught up to Houston. So the fact that Orlando lost the one guy who could do all of it, that kind of stifled them because, you know, they got a stud, but they needed that other guy.
All right. Leroy. We didn't get to this yesterday because the Norm Powell news broke and it kind of derailed us.
To what?
But you hit an all-time low this weekend.
I did.
Revelation. I
self-reported. So I should get some because I felt like.
You self-reported, but you kind of felt like you were proud of yourself.
No.
I'm sure you were.
Okay, I'll tell the story. So I went into Dick's to get some tees.
Sporting Goods.
Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean.
As opposed to.
Just say the full name, you know?
All right.
Okay.
And so I go in, I get the tees, I'm walking out, and there's some workout stuff, right? And it was a little outfit on the mannequin. And I thought it was men's. And I turned and I walked to the front. And it had boobs. And I was like, whoa, this is a female mannequin. I never seen a female mannequin this thick. And so I'm like, oh, my God, what have you done? So I text you guys and say, I just fat shamed a mannequin.
So you thought it was a portly man mannequin?
No, it would have been because of the workout clothes. If it was a man, it would have been fine.
Oh, wow.
But then when I walked to the front, realized it was a woman.
How chunky was this woman, Mannequin?
Yeah.
Demonstrate.
Now, I doubt that you just saw it and were like, oh, this is a woman. Sorry, mistake. And then texted us.
No, it was a man. I walked in from behind.
Yeah. But I'm saying once you found out, I don't think it was as simple as you acknowledging that you were wrong and texting us. I do feel like somehow a few comments came out like, oh, this is a big one or something like that.
No, he's definitely laughing to himself.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
He's definitely laughing to himself. He's proud of himself.
Because, like, I didn't say it out loud, but I just thought it. And I'm like, wow, this is an all-time low. It's not even a person.
This is great.
Fat shaming a mannequin.
Unbelievable.
But I'm like, come on.
Unbelievable.
Like, you know you've seen a mannequin.
Come on, what?
Perfect size or whatever.
Okay, well, you know what? Those are unrealistic mannequins. Yeah. That's why they
I'm going to go back and take a picture.
Okay. Oh, you're going to go back and take pictures now?
So you want to be able to, like, look at your phone at any time to fat shame this man.
I want you guys to experience what I experienced so you would understand.
We don't experience what you experience because we're not fat shaming inanimate objects.
Yeah, we don't be thinking like that.
No. So I'm a do live, too.
This is
what I thought I saw. And then I went to the front and went, uh-oh.
You know what? Go back and apologize, actually.
Let me ask you something, dude. You ever think, based off doing this at spring training, remotes?
Look at his face. He looks guilty.
Sporting Goods stores.
The guilt is eating him alive.
You had to make a covenant with God to try and stop.
I did.
Do you ever think to yourself, maybe you don't need replay material?
What do you mean?
I don't need you to go into the booth and be like, no. You guys got to see this chunky man.
We're not going to agree with you here.
Yeah. You're going to agree with me.
No.
I'm telling you.
Guys.
You know what?
This is just a
whenever
start.
I go to the store and I do see a mannequin that is not like the old mannequins, the newer versions where, you know, every body type is shown, I actually applaud to it.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Because you're a good person, Figgy.
Thank you.
It just caught me off guard. That's all I'm saying.
Get with the new times.
Bigger people need clothes, and they'd like to know not every mannequin to be skinny. They'd like to know how would it look on them.
No one is that skinny.
Leroy is a reason why we have flat screen TVs. He just used to walk around Best Buy like, oh, look at that one.
Brick. That won't fit in my living room.
Brick.
Come on.
He walks through BrandsMart. Like,
I can't self-sanction.
That air fryer. I mean,
but here's the thing. Sick. It's a disingenuous self-sanction because you want to go back and you want us along the ride with you.
No.
I'm not hopping on that train.
I want you to see it was a clear mistake.
For you.
No, but when I take a picture of the mannequin, you're going to be like, oh, I see what he means.
What was the mannequin wearing?
A workout outfit. Like, it was some, like, knit pants. Shorts with a short sleeve hoodie. I was like, oh, that's
did it look like man clothes?
Yeah, kinda, yeah. So then when I walked up front, I was like, oh, okay.
Dade South says a murderer doesn't get any points for turning themselves in.
Wait, but that's no. I'm not committing a felon. This is a misdemeanor.
Okay.
Cause the mannequin was thick.
Yeah, but you're a repeat offender.
Yeah,
eventually enough parking tickets land you in jail.
I spoke the truth. True. The mannequin was thicker than we're accustomed to seeing. That's all I was basically saying. Mm. Oh
my God. You literally said I just fat shamed a mannequin.
Mm. I know, because I was like, ooh, that's a big ass mannequin.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay, there we go.
Doesn't make it better.
There we go.
Behavior has changed.
Not okay.
You've been doing the same thing since we were in Jupiter and you called a pitcher Chunky 52. Wow,
dude. Come on.
No, don't.
They make uniforms of different sizes. Okay. Why do you have to wear a medium?
Schmeathan says fat shaming plastic is a new low.
I know. That's what I said. What did I text? Mm. I texted and said, I think
I'm going to go get some receipts.
I may have hit an all-time low. Just fat shamed a mannequin. That was my exact words. I felt bad. For like,
I've hit an all-time low. I fat shamed a mannequin. Yep.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, dude. There's no help.
Is that what it looked like?
No. No. Because that, you know, that's a plus size. Mm. Right? That wouldn't have caught me off guard. Mm. Right?
No, no, no.
I don't understand why. No, of course not. I don't understand. Can you put that back up?
Yes.
I like that.
I don't understand why the bigger need to wear a jacket with her workout outfit.
Leroy, what are you talking about?
The bigger.
You don't have
the green. Look at the green one.
Yeah.
Like, why need a jacket?
Why not? Some people are self-conscious about that
stuff. It's good to know you don't fat shame the
app. Right. Why are they self-conscious?
Yeah. It's good to know you don't fat shame the obvious people who need it. You like to do the borderline chubbies.
No, that's not true.
We'll take a break.
I'm offended for them.
Davion Mitchell spoke today. He addressed the Heat getting Norman Powell, and Duncan Robinson says goodbye in a very heartfelt way. Back after this. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight in Summer League action. Last game of the California Classic. And then things turn up because it's Sin City time, dude. It is Las Vegas. Time to go defend the title.
Do you know the Heat schedule? Of course you do.
I don't know it off the top of my head. I don't, actually. It's one game at a time here in the Tobin household, Leroy. Task at hand, we got to take out the Warriors tonight. That's what we got to do. We don't make it too big. If you try and tackle the summer all at once, you get sunburned. So in my mind, it's a one game at a time mentality because you don't know what that one game will be, you know, decided on. It may be a game where we're trying to get Yakachonis going. It may be a game where Pella's holding the rock. You know, the Arizona Wildcat twins, him and Keyshot. You don't know.
What are we know that he sometimes takes weird trips. What are the odds Jimmy Butler's in attendance?
0% chance.
Now, I agree. But if he is, super petty move, right? Not just a coincidence. This is an Jimmy Butler petty move.
Well, no.
You want him to show up to Vegas, or if Jimmy was in the Bay Area and he just shows up to his home building? No, tonight it's in San Francisco.
Can I say this? Jimmy would have only showed up if they had gone far in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, fair, but he did show up to a random Sioux Falls game wearing a Nico jersey.
He was playing for Heat, though.
He was. He loves Nico. And Nico's not playing in Summer League.
What I'm saying is, petty only works if you won. Mm. If you ain't win, petty don't work because you ain't make no difference. Mm. And in fact, you played the same kind of basketball you played down here that pissed everybody off when you got to Golden State, except for those 2-3 weeks.
The schedule, since Leroy asked, the Vegas Summer League schedule is Friday at 4:30 p.m. You have the Atlanta Hawks at the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas. We pass that every time from the airport, Leroy.
Yep.
That used to be where all the big fights were.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I've been to a fight at the T-Mac Center.
So they're taking on the Hawks Friday at 4:30.
Why don't they play? They don't play in the arena?
The T-Mobile?
T-Mobile, yeah.
I don't think it's that big yet. I don't think that's what they do.
Because, I mean, it looks like, to be fair, it does look like all summer league games are at a high school gym.
Yes, but Vegas is becoming more chic. Like, it's becoming, like, a lot of people go because it's fairly affordable. And so you go in for the day.
By the way, you got the bird flu on your computer.
What do you mean?
You keep freezing up.
Mm. Oh, do I?
Yeah, yeah. We thought it was our end.
You got that Jennifer going on over there.
I apologize. I did not know I was freezing up like that, dude.
Whoa, what's that? What are we doing?
I froze.
You froze for 6 hours one day. Oh, show's man. Only 4 hours.
That was bad.
Well, you know what? I fixed
Yeah. Am I back? Because you guys are good.
Yeah. Okay.
You're good now.
Yeah.
But it's been
so. What did I freeze up? I'm talking about the games.
How
talking about the schedule.
Yeah. How affordable and
yeah. So anyway, they got the Hawks on Friday, Sunday Cavaliers at 7:30. Same time as Love Island. Well, it'll probably be over for the Love Island finale.
When is this thing ending, dude? Gosh.
This weekend.
How many episodes are there?
Are you sure it's this weekend?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, Jennifer. They can't drag it out for another 2 weeks. There's nothing left.
It's too much already.
There's nothing left. I'm pretty sure somebody is going home. I think they're gonna do. Then they're gonna probably eliminate one more. Then the final four. They'll do the fancy dates. Meet the family. Sunday's the final winner.
Well, I believe the meeting the family is definitely this week. Yes. Well, I mean,
that's a staple. Once you meet the fam.
So now they've whittled down to all these couples to just two couples.
Yep.
And those couples meet the family. Is it like, do they stay together after they're done? Like, I mean, I don't understand. I thought Love Island was, you know, last man standing or whatever.
Do they stay together? What do you mean?
I think he's asking, how do you win Love Island? I don't know how you win.
Yeah, how do you win?
People pick the winner.
And what
they'll pick the couple they want to
America picks.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there's no more games, no more competitions, no more like, all right, we met your parents, and now I need you to
drop it like it's hot.
They're gonna meet the parents, then they're gonna go on the greatest date of their life.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, they'll be on the, you know, one person will be on a boat, one person will be in a vineyard. One person will go for a bike ride, and one person will go to the beach.
Do you hate, as a viewer of multiple seasons, do you hate this part of the show? Because it seems like there's no drama.
It's the least interesting. Like, Love Island is so strong.
It's so dragged out.
Yeah.
It's such a yesterday was by far the most boring episode of the year.
Really? I thought it was kind of funny.
Did you?
I thought it was pretty funny. Yes.
Taking care of fake babies, first of all. Like, what is this? This is like a... What is this, TGIF, ABC? Like, that's a high school?
First of all, I don't even know why they made them do that, because they're not even closed off.
Right. I don't know.
They're not even thinking about babies. Why would you know?
The thing is, they didn't do movie night this year, so.
Oh.
Yeah, because the movie was basically the mail.
Is Hoda still there?
Yeah, Hoda's still there.
Hoda!
She's still there. Hoda's with Chris.
Hoda has had, she has
I like win. Chris.
She's a mommy. I don't know what that means, but
she is a mommy. She is a mommy, and so she was a pro yesterday. She knew what she was doing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I think Chris kind of got the judgy eyes from her. Like, he got his first taste of Hoda, because Hoda's broke bad on all of her relationships.
She's a little intense because she is an actual mother. Yes.
Then you got Nick and Alandria, which was the surprise couple because they dumped Sierra, and it doesn't seem like Nick misses her very much because he seems pretty hot and heavy with Alandria. You got Amaya and Brian. Amaya's papayas. I'm Team Amaya.
What?
And then you got Shelly and Ace.
Amaya's papayas.
And then
you got four couples left. Five couples left.
And you got Iris and Pepe. Mm-hmm.
So they're not switching out. They're not switching out no more.
Nah, you're locked in now. I mean, somebody could break up, but you're not going to win.
No bombshells will be coming in anymore, right? Please.
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
Just Ariana Grande, probably dressed like a genie again. Or Ariana Maddox, excuse me. So Sunday, Heat and Cavaliers, 7:30.
This Amaya Pamaya.
Oh my God, we forgot Taylor and Clark.
They're probably the best couple. They probably actually love each other the most.
You think?
Ooh.
Wait, how long has this show been going on?
About a month.
Too long.
There ain't no love.
No, they're in love, dude.
I think they're in love.
Okay.
Taylor and Clark.
Because they probably, just to be clear, they probably only honed into the one girl or one guy a week ago.
Sexy Sauce says, Tobin just started Love Island podcast already. It's called Tobin and Leroy.
Really, though, if you're not breaking down these episodes next season, then, you know.
I don't need to. I break them down with you guys. I don't want to talk about it by myself.
Clip it or something, dude.
It's not like a Heat game. I want to, you know, I mean, It's more fun to riff about. It is taking over, though. Like, I've never seen... I will say, Love Island has never been bigger, even though I thought this season was nowhere near as good as last year's.
Wow.
You have a lot of Johnny-come-latelys, but America Love Island, because of Ariana Maddox, has taken over Love Island UK. Because I'm watching Love Island UK with Mrs. Tobin, and that used to be the standard. mm-hmm. right? And they're on the cheapskies right now, dude. Ooh. I mean, like, they don't even have a host. They're in the middle of Schmeathen says, you talk about a random Tuesday night loss to the Hornets. Well, the Heat really couldn't contain Con Knipple tonight.
Okay. All
right. But you, dude, I don't know what's going on with the UK this season. There's a lot of animosity, but there's no host, they're doing their recouplings in the daytime. It's very confusing to me. So the Heat play the Celtics on Monday, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Back to back, so you may not see Kalel that night. And then Thursday, you have, of course, Duncan Robinson revenge game, Heat Pistons, 4 o'clock.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Duncan Robinson doesn't have to be in the summer league anymore. But did you see his goodbye, Leroy? Heartfelt.
I kind of saw it, but I didn't read it.
Do we have this, Jennifer? Can we put up the Duncan Robinson goodbye? As Duncan Robinson said, farewell, fare thee well to South Florida.
Wow.
He said, man, it's hard to put into words what putting on a Heat jersey has meant to me. As an undrafted 24-year-old, just looking for his place, Miami gave me more than that. It gave me a home. From Sioux Falls to finals runs, plural, I got to play for an organization and a city that welcomed me with open arms. While I'm so proud of the success that we had on the court, I'm equally proud of the relationships I built off it. Miami is truly a special place that I'll always consider home. Thank you, Heat Nation, for supporting me and having my back. Parentheses.
Most of the time. Yep.
Hey, what was
most
that about?
Of the time.
You know what he's basically saying?
Hey, that's awareness, Dunks.
Two for two. My ass was on the bench.
Most. Bring up my music.
You play the sad music.
I'll love this city forever. Heart emoji. Duncan Theodore Robinson.
Does it look like he signed Dre?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was like, why did he do that?
Very sloppy.
Or it looks like he was giving the middle finger.
Duncan Robinson. I got to be honest with you. I saw
the middle finger.
I saw the renderings yesterday of him in the old photoshops of Duncan Robinson in the Piston jersey, and I got to say, it was weird. I was like, oh, that is weird.
Was it weird in seeing D Wade in the Cavs or?
It makes me want to vomit. I mean, when I saw Dwayne Wade wear the Cavalier, I remember what I tweeted when that came out, and it was like, it's like seeing Superman without his cape. It was so weird seeing him in a Cavalier. The Bulls, it was like, all right, it's kind of the same colors. It's the same number. I'm just mad this is happening. The Cavaliers, I wanted to vomit in a basket.
Kind of like when I saw Gabe Vincent in a Lakers jersey. You know what? I agree. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like those trade talks are going well, Jennifer, by the way.
She's getting angry. She's looking at the window.
Almost cussed.
I have a question. Did he?
Why?
Have they revealed what number he's wearing? Because if he wears any other number.
He's wearing 55. He's wearing 55.
Okay. Any other number than 55.
They ain't a whole bunch of people with 55 in the league.
That's true. No. But I saw like a Photoshop picture here of him with number 7, and it makes me want to vomit.
No. I think they. No, they said yesterday he was wearing 55. Okay. I saw the rendering that they tweeted out was him wearing 55.
I'll take that.
We did, though, yesterday officially also get Davion Mitchell signing his contract.
Ooh.
Which was cool. Off night, he has re-signed. And he spoke today at Heat Camp. You got this, Frog Boy? We got a little Davion Mitchell from today?
Yes, indeed.
Davion Mitchell said that he is excited to be back with the Heat.
Back here with this group of guys, with this coaching staff, with this organization, man, it's completely different from the place I've been in, and they really take winning seriously here, and I respect that, so I'm excited to be here.
Excited to have him. He, signed. They got him on a good deal. He plays his ass off, and he shot the lights out last year. I don't know if that's going to keep up, but that was crazy.
Yeah, he wasn't known for his shooting.
He was definitely not known for his shooting.
Down threes.
This dude was shooting. He was shooting like mother bleeping Ray Allen when he got to the Heat. Davion Mitchell also said that he loves playing for Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one is Coach Spo's, I think, one of the greatest coaches of all time. So just learning from him, just asking questions from him, you won't get any better answer from anybody else, I think. And just my teammates. My teammates wanted me here. They embraced me here. They wanted me to be myself. And if I can be somewhere and be myself, I know I can be the best player I can be, for sure.
That's Goosey's.
That was probably why I played so long. Because there was never a place I went where I had to be something other than who I had been my whole career. And it's once you find that spot, you stick with it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Davion Mitchell, he reacted to the Miami Heat big trade of Norman Powell. This is what he had to say about the Heat.
First of all, he's won a championship before, so he's been there. He's been through the thick and the thin, and he's been around really good teammates. He played with a really good team. He's a winning player. He plays both sides of the ball. He can score with the best of them. He kind of does it all. He gives it all dynamics. Even if he's not shooting the ball well that night, he can disrupt defensively. So you want guys like that on the floor that can help you win like that.
All right. There you go. Davion Mitchell speaking today at a junior Heat camp, which, by the way, is fantastic. And you guys should, if your kid likes hoops and wants to learn from the best like Tony Fiorentino, go check that out at juniorheatcamp.com and see what they got going on there, because the Miami Heat, they put on a great clinic all summer long. If you're looking for something for your kid to do and he wants to learn some hoops, we'll take a break, mix things up on the other side. With you on a Tuesday, we're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch and free on the Odyssey app. You guys can check us on out. You miss any of the Tobin and Leroy show, you guys can check us out on the Odyssey app. You guys can get us on all of your platforms where your podcasts are available. Dolphins training camp just around the corner. Kane's not too far away as the Heat are making moves. And we're keeping an eye, see what the Panthers parties are doing this summer. Marlins playing pretty well right now. So keep up with everything. Listen to Tobin and Leroy on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Mm-hmm. Check that on out. Marcos!
Yeah?
Let's mix it on up, dude.
No.
What? Marcos. Okay. Let's mix it on.
You know, that's a good idea, Figgy.
What do you got for us today, Frog Boy?
Well, good sir, I have some reflection on the old Miami Heat trade.
Wow. All right.
So. Or. We're actually going to cover a couple of trades that have gone down in South Florida in this mixed bag. Let us start with Mr. Zach Lowe.
Lowe.
Of the low posts.
Bottom jeans.
Boots with the fur.
Whole club looking at her.
All right. Okay.
She hit the flow.
Okay.
Next thing you know.
Please.
Shorty got low.
So what's Zach Lowe say?
Well, no, you're going to get 2 minutes of this, man.
Okay.
Zach Lowe calls the Miami Heat trade for Norman Powell a heist.
A heist for the Miami Heat. What just happened with Norm Powell. I don't know where it really gets them for next season in the Eastern Conference. I don't know if Norm Powell is even going to start for them next year. But I mean, this is like no harm, no foul to get Norman Powell for a year for this price. I mean, anything's possible in the East, I guess, but they're still to me pretty behind New York, Cleveland, and Orlando. And we can go, you know, my Hawks, we can go down from there, but they're going to be in the mix with this. This is a nice bet for them. And you know what it gives them? It gives them someone who can just go north south. This team has just, they make art out of it, but sometimes art can become a little tiresome of these like passes and cuts and fancy little handoffs and this and that. And it's sometimes it's like, can someone get the damn ball from north to south? Can someone get the damn ball through the paint into the rim? And Norm Powell can put his head down and do that.
Wow.
I like that.
I like the idea of like the Heat feeling like they fleeced somebody. And then like, as soon as the trade's over, Andy Ellisberg just puts on a ski mask.
That'd be cool.
Andy, what are you doing? Heisting him
with a nice.
And he starts logo. Starts talking in his altered voice.
Ooh. Talks like a bad guy.
Yeah, you don't know. The witness protection guys.
Jeff Feast, the LA Clippers, and Danny Ainge. Was it two unathletic slow guys for the great first three-point shooter in the league outside of Steph Curry?
We know that's you.
No, it's totally not Andy Osberg.
No.
We're different.
Completely.
We're different.
You're still wearing suspenders in your
suspenders
photo.
Are perfectly suspenders. Popular clothing item.
It's we had to me. Back up 15 feet to fit you in the thing because you're so tall.
There's no one is safe, but mannequins, no one from him.
My favorite part is during Radio Taboo when Andy Ellisberg was a word in the first one. He was like, suspenders!
It is the first thing I think. He's the only man.
I mean, like, do you understand
Disney.
How ridiculous that is? This dude wanted me to guess Andy Ellisberg from Suspenders. We're not talking about this. Is not Heat. This is not Heat Taboo. This is all of the world taboo, and you give me Suspenders.
It's good. So I moved off it quick. That was the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's good try. But I see him at games, and he's dressed to the nines. He's the only guy who wears suspenders. That's what I thought of.
I'm starting to grow in that game.
Radio Taboo.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll play it again. Play it again soon.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
More reactions from more trades around South Florida, this time in the football world. We're going to hear from Field Yates. It's a good,
Yates.
Good name. It's a good football name right there. He's a bit confused as to what Miami will get out of this move for Minka Fitzpatrick.
Here's the thing about this move from the Miami side. I think in a vacuum, if a team trades two players that weren't likely long for the franchise for a player in Minka Fitzpatrick, who has been a three-time All-Pro, who has not been at the peak of his powers the past couple of years, but is younger and is under decent contract control for the next few years, I'm okay with it. The issue I have with Miami kind of gets to what Kimberly was referring to, which is that they've made a handful of big bets over the past few years, whether it's trades or extensions or trades that led to extensions, a la Bradley Chubb, a deal that has not worked out. The Tyreek Hill extension, which, you know, one season into it looked like perhaps, you know, a mistake on Miami's part. We'll see if he bounces back this season. Jalen Ramsey as well, extended in September, now traded in July. Mina, it just feels like this is a team whose football business is often mediocre. And that's why one of the reasons why I think this team might be kind of heading towards the middle in the AFC as opposed to competing in the playoffs. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me say this, and this is why your past sometimes affect what people think of you in the future. So we can all come up with legitimate reasons as to why they made that move, right? They actually traded for a defensive back with a lot of the same success, but younger and on a better deal. A better contract, right? But when you look at it from the outside and you look at all the moves that they've made that haven't worked out and all the money that they've spent on guys who either been hurt or haven't, you know, or had bad years, then you kind of look at this move differently. It's kind of the same way when Pat Riley was at peak powers, every single person he brought in, you know, filled the role and it worked out. Kind of like Zito, right? Every single move that he's made last year, we're like, oh no, they let so-and-so go. They let so-and-so go. They bring in two guys. Everything works out. So if he brings in a new guy right now and Bill Zito, everybody's going to say it's a great move. Why? Because his track record has indicated that all the moves that he's made have worked out. So you give it to him.
Yeah.
So he's going to be, whereas when you look at the Dolphins, when is the last trade or extension panned out? You got all these guys who are making all this money and we're sitting here talking like, I hope they can perform to the money you gave them. And so from that standpoint, when you make another move, which the Minka for Jalen Ramsey is a good move. But you have all this past history, so people are looking at it through a different lens than you would a Bill Zito. And I think that's why he comments the way he does, because you're a little skeptic when all the moves that you made haven't panned out.
Yeah, it's also one of those things, too, where it's like, look, you boxed yourself into a place where you were at a point of no return with the guys. So whatever you get, because you feel like you're going into a sunk situation anyway.
I think they won because guess what? That's they got a lot in return. Because we were thinking fifth rounder.
Yep.
And they get a three-time All-Pro or Pro Bowler at a position that you got rid of everybody.
Yep.
A guy who's versatile that can move around. By the way, who complained about being moved around so much, and now he's been doing it his whole career. So, yeah.
And the thought was that, you know, they kind of stopped doing that with him last year, and that made him less effective.
Right.
So, right. I mean, like, look, I think that it's a little bit, you know, to cross what's a little bit like the Jimmy trade. Like, you know, you go and you look at it and you're like, yeah, it's pretty good for knowing the situation of like, hey, you had to trade him.
Right.
And you were in that position. So if the Dolphins put themselves in, hey, we have to trade Jalen Ramsey, we're moving on, and you get a former All-Pro back, yeah, right. Maybe he's not what he was, but he's certainly better than what they got.
Right, at that especially position right at a now. Position where you, like, look, at all the other positions, we can talk about experience or they haven't done anything in the league, okay? But at safety, you definitely had no one.
Nah.
And when it comes to defensive football, you protect the middle of the field first. So that safeties, linebackers, D tackles, you protect the middle of the field, and all those other guys are allowed to eat because you've secured the middle of the field.
What else you got for us there, Simone Fraktecchio?
Whoa, that's good. It's a new one. Terry Bradshaw seems to be on the hunt for a bit of a little Razy raise.
Oh, okay.
He had some comments recently about Tom Brady and his contract with Fox. This was on a podcast. I'm not sure if you know he's doing like some sort of podcast or some sort of.
Who is it these days?
That's, you know, that's a very fair point. His has to do with like plumbing and like HVAC and marketing, different things. I don't know, home improvement. People do crazy things. Nonetheless, Terry Bradshaw wants a raise and he blames Tom Brady.
Numbers that they did. The largest Super Bowl in the history, 126 million people. There's 330 million people in America. That is a ton. The Fox pregame show averaged 28 million for 5 hours. That's who in the world is going to sit around and watch that mess for 5 hours? 28 million. You know how much money they made? God. More money than plumbers, I can assure you that. 28 million. And I guarantee you, if I go in there and ask for a raise, well, we don't have it. We're running a little tight. Well, you just paid Tom Brady $37 million a year. I'll take it.
How'd you get that deal, man?
Just a bad deal. That's what it was.
Wow. Hey, you know what? He's been at Fox forever. I get forever. It.
Yeah. 30.
I totally get it.
31 years?
It's kind of like. You know, it's kind of like when CBS had to do that with Romo, you know, and they gave Romo all that money, and Nance is like, "Hey, man,
yeah,
right. Nance,
who does more than just football,
right?" So I get it. I totally. And especially Tom Brady, I don't think is very good at that job, and I think Terry Bradshaw is better at what he does. But hey, you know,
Terry Bradshaw has personality.
He does. And, now you get a little. They're replacing him with Gronk because Gronk's.
Uh oh.
It's going to be the new, you know, but.
You just keep going.
Nah.
I'm sorry. It's a little delayed. My bad.
Yeah. But he is definitely the new Gronk.
You froze up.
Gronk is the new Terry.
You think?
Yeah, the personality. Because
the one thing I would say about Bradshaw is, keep in mind, before this became entertainment, it was about football, right? So they were hesitant in putting the clowns on shows like that. And Terry Bradshaw just kind of was both.
Yes. But that's what I think. And, but I think of it as the comedic relief.
Right. But it's still, the starting point was informative and knowledgeable about football. I don't know, by signing Gronk, you accomplished the same things as you would when Terry Bradshaw came in. You see what I mean? So they're going to, like, Gronk is Gronk. But at some point, like, you're going to have to get down to it while still being Gronk. So I don't know how that's going to play out. But I know that when Terry originally started, it was more about the information, and his delivery made it entertaining.
All right. I'm sorry my connection stinks. I'll try and rectify that. We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.